From KUOW, it's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. Washington voters legalized recreational use of cannabis for adults, but some Washington cities don't want pot shops. Kent put in a ban. Some unincorporated areas in Pierce County, Lakewood, and Wenatchee have also banned pot businesses. Attorney General Bob Ferguson was asked to rule on whether it was okay for cities to do that, given that voters approved legal cannabis. Well, this morning, he issued his opinion. And his opinion is that state law does not prevent local governments from regulating or banning marijuana businesses in their jurisdictions. ACLU Drug Policy Director Allison Holcomb led the effort to pass the initiative that legalized recreational marijuana in Washington State. Allison, thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you think about the Attorney General's opinion?
Well, I think he made the wrong call on this. The state law is pretty clear. It says that the Liquor Control Board must license an appropriate number of stores per county, specifically taking into consideration the provision of adequate access to licensed sources to discourage purchases from the illegal market. That's written right into the language where the Liquor Control Board gets this authority. And I don't understand how you can allow counties to ban stores outright and not be in direct conflict with that provision of the state law.
Is the Attorney General's opinion the last word on this?
No, it's not. It's a formal opinion to the agencies. The last word would come from a court if litigation is started.
Do you expect there to be litigation over this?
You know, we're hearing that there are parties that are already planning on suing Pierce County if it doesn't change its position on its ban. So, yes, I do think that we can anticipate litigation.
Is this something that the ACLU would jump in on and support those who are trying to overturn these local bans?
You know, it would depend on the facts of the case, and clearly one of the arguments that we're sensitive to is whether or not the county will say that the federal law preempts the state law, and that's definitely an argument that we want to weigh in on.
If this does turn into a legal dispute, what happens in the meantime? Do the local bans stay in place?
It depends on the county, but yes, the county presumably would ask the court for an order upholding its ban pending the resolution of the litigation.
I don't know how in touch you are with other communities around the state, but do you think that this announcement by the Attorney General will encourage other communities to put bans in place now that he said it's okay?
You know, it's difficult to say. There's quite a bit at issue here. Of course, the initiative passed with a double-digit margin, 56% of the state voters, and every county that risks litigation risks taxing its citizens for the cost of that litigation. So there are a number of policy considerations that elected officials have to take into consideration.
This can't be entirely unanticipated. It was obvious that Ferguson could come out with this opinion. And right now we have lawmakers in session in Olympia. Is there any move there to strengthen this aspect of the law to ensure that these businesses are allowed to open in communities even if they don't want it?
Yes, Representative David Sawyer has introduced a bill that would specifically and explicitly prohibit cities and counties from banning marijuana businesses.
What's your read on that? It sounds like that could be a political hot potato.
It does, and we'll see how the legislature handles it. It may be that because it's a hot potato that people let it drop, but I think that given this opinion, there'll be some interest in exploring the viability of the legislation.
How will this affect the successful implementation of the legalization measure?
Well, it's directly contrary to the intent of the initiative. The whole point of Initiative 502 was to bring marijuana out of the black market and bring it under tight regulatory control. That intent was obviously recognized by the United States Department of Justice in making its decision to allow the states to proceed, Washington and Colorado, and allowing counties to ban stores doesn't mean that there won't be marijuana in those counties. It just means that that marijuana will be supplied by the black market.
Why would it not be from people just going to another county?
It could be. It could very well be. And the issue becomes convenience. And that's exactly why the Liquor Control Board was given the same authority that they had when they owned and operated liquor stores throughout the state. The idea is make sure from a policy perspective that you're making access to this product convenient enough that people will choose to come to a legal source rather than go to an illegal source that might be more convenient.
Hey, thank you very much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me, Ross.
That's Allison Holcomb. She's the ACLU Drug Policy Director, and she's talking about an opinion that just came down from Attorney General Bob Ferguson. He has said that it's okay for cities to ban pot businesses, to put in regulations that would make it pretty much impossible for them to operate. The question now is whether that will get a legal challenge, and as she also mentioned, there's a bill in the state legislature that could make that more definitive so that the Attorney General's opinion might be overridden by a new law. With a different perspective on this, we're joined by Candace Bach. She's government relations advocate for the Association of Washington Cities. Candace, we just heard Allison say this is a step backwards and not what the intent of voters was. What do you think?
Well, I think we see this opinion as a good one in affirming local control. And that Initiative 502 didn't actually address the issue of local control and didn't restrict cities in any way from passing local regulations that they believe work best for their community.
Local control isn't absolute, though, is it?
Not necessarily, but in this case, it's not changed by the passage of 502.
When you talk to local jurisdictions, what did they tell you about the problems they had with having to permit legal marijuana grows or processing or stores in their areas?
You know, I think there's just a lot of questions and a lot of unknowns for local jurisdictions. And it's certainly, there's no one size fits all. There are a lot of cities who have adopted regulations, a lot of cities who have adopted interim regulations, a number of cities who have adopted moratoria or basically given themselves a six-month time out to look at the issue and come up with the best approach for their community. And then there are a small handful that have moved forward with adopting prohibitions or bans.
I don't know if you've talked to anyone since this ruling, since this opinion came down, which was just a couple of hours ago, but would you expect that more local cities might be putting bans in place given the bolstering of that view by the Attorney General in his opinion today?
I think cities are going to be looking at this opinion very closely. There were a number of them waiting for it to come out. But I think a lot of different issues come into play when a city decides what's best for their community. And so they're going to be looking at what their residents want, what their business community wants, what works best for their community, and also the fact that this is still a very complex legal issue. And this opinion, while we see it as a positive for local control, doesn't mean that there will not be legal challenges that could arise from a city opting to do some kind of regulation or prohibition.
Candace Bach is with us. She's government relations advocate for the Association of Washington Cities. I'm sure the cities that you talk to consider the argument that we just heard from Allison Holcomb. If you don't allow it in your county or in your area, it's not as though people aren't going to be purchasing cannabis, but they'll be purchasing it illegally.
I think that's something that definitely plays into any decision that a city council makes when they're weighing this issue.
So you don't think the Attorney General's opinion is going to prevent lawsuits from trying to overturn these local bans?
Not necessarily. We've always expected that there may be litigation on with any city that chooses to adopt a ban or any city that places any regulation that some marijuana business feels is overly burdensome.
As you heard, there is going to be a lawmaker putting forward a law to try to overrule these local bans more definitively than the Attorney General's opinion. What do you think the chances of that passing are in the state legislature?
Well, it's pretty hard to handicap any bill in the state legislature right now, but we are aware of that bill. We do obviously have some concerns about that one moving forward, and in part because that bill says we have to treat marijuana businesses like any other business. And in some cities, that means holding them in compliance with all local, state, and federal laws. And obviously, that's the trick and that's the key, is whether or not a city that has something in their business licensing requirements that says you have to comply with federal laws, whether that would be upheld.
Have you heard from any cities around the state that have already gotten a legal challenge to their bans?
I am not aware of any legal challenges that have arisen yet from recreational marijuana. I don't foresee those necessarily coming forward until the state has actually issued licenses.
Candace Bach, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Candace Bach is government relations advocate for the Association of Washington Cities. Before her, we heard from Allison Holcomb, the ACLU drug policy director. She helped pass the initiative that makes marijuana legal for adults in Washington state. Now, in an opinion, Attorney General Bob Ferguson says cities that have put a ban on that activity within their borders or counties actually have a right to do that. That is his legal opinion, but that doesn't mean it's the final legal opinion. We'll see what happens at the state legislature and whether or not these rules are challenged in local courts and how they'll wind their way through the courts. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.